Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rental tips for track loader. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Increasing population has led to an increase in construction activity. Many construction companies cannot afford to buy or maintain new equipment for their work. In case of short-term projects, after completions of work, the equipment is no longer required, and this leads to waste of money. Hence, companies prefer to buy heavy equipment and machines on rental basis at an affordable price and return it after use. Thus, the equipment rental business has gained a lot of momentum in the last few years and is very, very profitable. It is observed that many equipment rentals rent only specific equipment and not all types of equipment. Being in the rental business of specific equipment can be an good idea as it saves the cost of buying and maintaining different equipment. Track loaders are types of heavy equipment used to move aside or load materials such as asphalt, debris, demolition debris, snow, feed, rock, or dirt, and so forth into another type of machine. Track loaders can be can do everything kind of a construction activity, although not a perfect tool. Buying different equipment for any work is not possible for any construction company, since the heavy equipment, you know, you need to buy the right tool for the right job, basically. Hence, the multifunctional track loaders are in demand, which they can load trucks, they can dig, they can do a little bit of everything, you know. So it is a good piece to have in your fleet. However, they are expensive, and hence more construction companies prefer buying these equipment than renting them. The following are some tips for the person in the business of renting track loaders to make it profitable. Track loaders are expensive, and rental service providers should be able to afford them. He or she should be aware of the personal expenses while owning a big piece item or showroom, and advertising and labor and maintenance costs and forth. You know, you've really got to look into that. He should make a business plan and then have a strategy to sell track loaders on rent. Track loaders should not be overpriced. Many people are willing to buy a rental will find it difficult to purchase. Hence, they will negotiate with a better price, and then quoting the appropriate price is very, very important. You know, you got to get the right price to the right people. They should make his business known by advertising through websites. You know, you got to be everywhere. And, you know, publications, you know. Buying brand new track loaders is very, very costly. Hence, instead of purchasing an entire fleet of track loaders of different sizes, like the 953 or 963, the rental service provider should study the demand of the market and know what mostly is preferred by the construction industry. Keeping track loaders from small to mid-size or of different brands is a good option. Due to technical advancements, the new equipment has become compact and easy to operate. This increases the productivity at work site since the speed of the work increases. The new compact track loaders are more in demand and are said to replace the heavy bulldozers that are preferred than the skid steer loaders. The rental service provider provides such technology advancement track loaders on rent, which will increase the customer's interest and sales when they're ready to buy. Buying used equipment on a rental basis is common for short duration projects. Hence, they are in demand. Thus, rental service providers also look for the options of renting used or secondhand track loaders, since the purchasing such equipment is cost affordable. However, they should be careful while choosing such equipment that they are not very old age and not used much. Only when these used equipment have less wear and tear, there are parts that are available that should be purchased from the seller. The rental service provider should be careful while renting the expensive heavy machinery to the buyer. They should understand the nature of the work requirements of the customer and should guide them properly. Also, they have to make sure that the buyer has the capabilities to pay the rental amount and should take care of the equipment and will return the equipment in good condition. The rental agreement has to be made between the rental service provider and the prospect buyer or customer before the equipment is rented, and all terms and conditions are acceptable on both parties. Again, you got to have your contracts. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.